Swingers Club,
yes,
in Plymouth, was issued a cease and desist by the town. And the owner, Steve Gagné, said, not so fast, pal.
Yep.
Not so fast, buddy.
Wait a second here.
And he appealed it. That's, I think, the latest development. 99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. The owner of the Wicked Fun Club in Plymouth, Steve Gagné, on the phone. How you doing?
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Morning.
Good. What's going on?
You know, we put in our appeal, not without some kind of blocking from the mayor on Monday afternoon. So there was some drama that went with it. But we were able to go ahead and pay our fee and submit the application, and we're moving forward.
Nice.
Would they try to block you from putting in the appeal?
Yeah, we submitted online that I had to go to the town hall to pay for it, and they tried to tell me that I needed to have another signature for basically permission from the landlord, which is not true. So they were just trying to, you know, overstep and create law that wasn't law and deny me the ability to submit my appeal. And then they were going to refer to the town attorney, which they said, we don't know if he's available or not, trying to just shrug me off and just push me on my way. And I was like, no, we're not having any of this.
You're not violating happening.
My
right.
No. I let them know that you're violating my constitutional rights, and if I have to sue, I will definitely do that, and I'll definitely have the media involved. So they soon changed their tune after they talked to the mayor, and I was able to pay and be on my way.
Nice. Is there anyone in town who wants the Swingers Club there?
I'm not one to be on social media, but because of this, I tend to peek, and it looks like the majority of the people either don't care, they say, leave them alone, or some people are in favor, and you got some, Bible thumpers that just don't agree with what we're doing. And that's a small portion of people in town. But a lot of people just
saying
don't care.
Bible thumpers is the way to get people on your side.
Gotta endear them, yeah.
Well, I think that explains exactly what kind of people that don't really care for us are the ones that are heavily into their religion.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. And do you share a parking lot with a church?
I don't know why he keeps saying we share it. It's our parking lot. We allow them to use it.
Aha.
Or our landlord allows them to use it.
Okay.
All the way around.
That's very Christ-like.
Yes.
You should tell them.
Very nice.
How does your landlord feel about what you guys do there and girls?
He was none too happy. When I got the place, or when I was looking, I had a real estate agent. I told him, hey, we're looking for a space for a social club. We're a private members only social club. They asked what we do, and the only thing I left out was the sex part. I says, we're a bunch of like-minded individuals who like to gather on weekends and, you know, have a good time, and we're not doing anything illegal, not bothering anybody. And that's what he told the owner. So that's what the owner knew. Once he found out from the town what we were doing, he was none too happy. So that's, you know, another barrier we're going to have to go through once we win this case. But I think he might be on our side. 3 years.
How deep into the lease are you?
5 months.
5 months. Okay. Oh, wow. Ways to go. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But the whole idea of us being there, we don't plan on being there the 3 years. Our whole goal was to be there for 2 years so we could build up our membership and then find a bigger place.
Nice.
I'm guessing this story is helping you build up your membership.
No, not really.
I mean, really?
We lost about a dozen members, but those are members who either only visited the club once or haven't visited yet, but we have over 200 members, and we've gained a few, but, you know, not many. I would imagine a lot of people are just waiting for this news story to die down, and they just don't know the future of the club, because everybody out there, all the news organizations are saying that we got shut down, and we're not shut down. We're still operating. We're allowed to operate during the appeals process.
Nice.
And we plan on continuing operating, even if the ZBA says that we can't operate. We're going to file a lawsuit next day and ask the judge for a stay.
So this fight will continue. Do you?
No, I'm not done.
Good. No, you don't sound like you're even close to being done.
No.
Do most swingers want to be under the radar? Will this, you know, kind of scare people off now that it's very public where it is?
Yeah.
And what goes on in that building? Does that scare people off?
I mean, we're living in 2025 now. 50 years ago, probably, yes, everybody. But I think there's a good even number of people, I mean, maybe 50-50, that just don't care. Who knows? And then who just, you know, just rather keep their privacy, probably because of their jobs, their family, whatever.
Right.
They're proud of what they do in their own, you know, with their own lives. But it's nobody else's business. So I would say it's a good mix.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I don't get, I couldn't do it, but I'm like fascinated with it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's one of those things. I think it's like, you know, anything. When you see a group of people who do things that you wouldn't do, you're intrigued by it. Like, how do you get to that point?
Exactly. Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to, you know, be there watching.
No.
You know.
No.
Yeah.
My wife, I get jealous if, like, she's just like, puts her hands on someone. I'm like, what is that about?
Wait, she's right. A nurse. How does that work?
Yeah, I know. At least she's not like washing old men's wieners and stuff. So I'm happy about that.
It all comes with, it starts with curiosity and conversation. Then the more comfortable you get with the conversation, then you kind of, you know, you dip your toes in different things. So,
right.
We've seen people take their time, and then we've seen people dive in day one. So we've had people that come in and says, I don't want to do anything. I just want to watch. Is that okay?
Observe,
okay, whatever your comfort level is.
Right.
And the next thing you know, they're fully into it. So
nice.
The swingers club, like single guys can't go to the swingers club. It's like it's kind of like you got to show up with a.
You got to bring a sandwich.
You got to bring.
It's like a potluck. Yeah, you got to bring.
It's a potluck. You got to bring something.
You got to bring a sandwich.
And same for the girls. They can't show up on their own.
Exactly,
can they?
Right.
Well, no. I mean, on Fridays we typically allow select single men, and when I talk about select, I mean these are people that we vet. They have to come with experience and references, basically. So if they don't have the experience, they don't have the references, then they're not allowed.
Select single men.
Asking all the questions I want to know the answers
to. What kind of reference questions do you ask?
There are other lifestyle websites where if you play with someone, you can get certified or validated by that couple.
You can get certified!
Wow.
I'm a certified swinger!
I'm validated.
I'm a gold member.
Yeah, you get a blue check mark. Oh, my God.
Executive member.
Because you want people who are calm, who know how to do it, mm-hmm. who can ease amateurs into it.
Right.
We are looking for people who know the rules, who respect others' boundaries, know the etiquette, and aren't creepers sitting in the corner doing what makes them happy.
No
and
creepers.
Nobody wants that. So we're looking for individuals who have confidence and they know the rules and they know their boundaries and respect others. So we're looking for a certain type of people. Single women, we allow single women. They're allowed.
So they don't need any experience.
Right, just show up.
They don't know. Nobody's allowed to just show up. There's a process they have to go through. They have to create a profile, get approved by me. So there's a vetting process for everybody to remember.
Hey, you know what?
Be vetted.
You got to be approved by Steve. Yeah. Here, step into my office.
Steve approves.
Steve approves.
Yeah.
Is there a list of etiquette?
Hold on. You're staying on the phone, Steve. Can I say I'm a little disappointed in the tribe right now?
What's up with you people?
We have the owner of a swing club on, and no one has any questions.
Really? Unless you're all members already.
What is wrong with you people?
Yeah, no one wants to say, I go there, but I don't want anyone to know.
Steve Gagne, owner of Wicked Fun Club in Plymouth, on. Talking about his fight with the town.
Yeah.
I guess we got a call during the commercial break. A religious person was not happy with the Bible thumping reference and said you have a black soul and no morals.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
So back to the requirements.
He knows those aren't the
So where can I sign up, Steve?
Yeah. Well, what are you, is there an application? And what questions are on the application?
Right.
How do you weed these people out?
Well, there's no questions on the application. Basically, they're just going to go fill out a profile. It's a free profile. And they basically ask some pedigree questions as far as, you know, what your name is, your age, you know, what are your preferences, things like that. Then what are you looking for?
Preferences.
And they have to, you know, they have to have their photo, their face picture. So I know who they are when they come to the club.
Right.
And they get to add whatever photos they want. It's almost like a Facebook for, you know, the swinger site.
Is this kind of like Animal House where you're going to keep walking the nerds into the same room?
One area.
Yeah, it's like, come back here, over here.
Right.
Yeah, but virtually. So I get notification, and then I decide whether or not I'm going to approve them. So now, since this whole fiasco has taken place.
So you got
to
be a certain. Hold on.
Okay.
Uh-oh. What line? 3?
We have someone.
Hi, Chaz and AJ.
Hi. Don't forget that I also said I hope somebody sits outside their parking lot, takes pictures, and publishes them of the people, of the depraved people.
Okay, why would you want that? They're just trying to do their own thing.
you know, call somebody Bible something and start insulting the Catholic Church? I don't think so.
They're not Catholic. They're Baptist.
No, Baptist doesn't matter.
I was raised a Lutheran,
religion,
so I used to
you
consider
go down.
Myself a Bible thumper. I'm sorry?
Start insulting any religion, you go down.
Okay.
Calling people Bible thumpers. Just because we don't have depraved morals like you do.
Okay.
All right, she hung up.
Hope she's happy in her marriage.
I didn't clock any disrespect when you said Bible thumpers. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem hateful the way you said it.
To me, that's a loving term for people who are religious and love their religion. That's all. Yeah. There's no disrespect. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Right. This is not what this is supposed to be about right now.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear about your fight with the town. I want to hear about
the requirements. It's not Jerry Springer, you know?
How does it work? So wait, you like screen people, like you'll see their picture and say, not for us.
Yes.
So you want
not for us.
You want attractive people.
You have a certain thing you look
There's
for.
There's a certain
look.
It factor or
right,
whatever.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, well, we're trying to attract people, not push people away.
Gotcha.
So we're looking for a certain term. And then a lot of it doesn't even have to do with attractiveness. It comes down to their confidence in sexuality. Because, you know, you don't have to be the best looking. But if you're like, if your energy is positive and you just, that could be enough for some people. I'm not looking at personal references because I run the place. That's it. But typically, you know, like since this whole thing, we have an influx of single men, which I just had to push away because I'm not dealing with men.
You
so
know
not
what? Yeah, because they're coming
men anymore.
In just for
yeah.
Right. They're not coming in for the right reason.
Right, and nobody ever got the address or our location until they became a paid member and were attending an event.
Gotcha.
So the address was never public. So the caller that says people should stand outside and take pictures, first off, if you stand on our property, we're going to call the police on you because you're trespassing. But pictures have been plastered all over the news anyway, so it kind of defeats the purpose.
Gotcha.
By Steve Gagne, owner of the Wicked Fun Club, a swingers club in Plymouth, on the phone. Ryan in Torrington, what's your question?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey.
So I got a question on morbid curiosity. What's the median age of people that go there? I'm sitting here driving to work with my wife here, and, you know, we're in our 20s, and we're just thinking, is it young, beautiful people? I mean, is it middle-aged people that kind of feel like... They want to try something new.
A senior bus.
We're going to the casino, then the swingers club.
The majority of the people are 40s, 50s. We have a solid group of attractive people in their 20s. The youngest group we have are 26 on up. But it ranges between, I say, 26 to like maybe early 60s. But it's an attractive group. And, you know, people go and they mingle with people of their generation.
Nice. Ryan, are you thinking that you and your wife might be interested in something like that?
She's afraid I'll fall in love with somebody else, maybe a 50 or 60-year-old.
How could he?
Really?
Yeah.
Never going to happen. Ryan's too in love with his wife.
Confidence.
Yeah, touch on that a little bit more.
People should be able to do whatever they want. I mean, this isn't prostitution. I mean, it's their life. It's their personal life.
It's a club.
It's a club.
Yeah.
It's a private club.
Ryan, how long have you been married?
Oh, God. Oh, 5, 6, 7. How long have we been married, babe?
7 years. Oh, no.
Right there. There's the problem.
Ryan's like, I got to go.
Sorry, bro.
Never show with old God, my friend.
No, it wasn't the 5, 6, 7. It was the before it.
Oh. Never start the sentence like that in any relationship.
We're just kidding with you, Ryan. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You guys enjoy the rest of your day. And Steve, good luck to you.
No, you enjoy
Thank
the
you
rest
so
of your ride.
Yes.
Thanks, Ryan. Funny,
man.
Poor guy.
Kelly and Meriden.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Hi, Kelly.
Love you, sir.
Thank you.
I have a couple questions. I'm going to try to make it quick. It doesn't care about, like, weight. Like, do you make the room? Is there rooms, like, where you would go for a certain...
There are private rooms.
Right.
Yeah, we have one.
No, you're not in front of everybody.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we only one room with a door. You keep it closed. People respect that, and they don't bother you.
Okay. Do you, like, know what you're getting into? Like, do you meet the other people? How does that work?
So typically what happens, we open the door at 9 o'clock, and people come in, they socialize. So everybody who's coming into the club knows exactly what they're walking into.
And okay, then you go into a room with whoever you want, or whatever couple?
Yeah, pretty much whoever you... who basically you bond with, that you have a similarity with, and that, you know, if you want to, then you have an option to go into any of the rooms.
How do you get to that point? You walk up to someone, you're talking. That doesn't necessarily mean they're willing to do it with you.
Yeah.
It just means that they're polite.
Right.
So what do you say? You say, you want to...
energy.
Right. Do you like so-and-so?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you get the vibe, right?
Can you drink?
Yeah, you can bring your own. You can bring your own beverages. You can do that. All we don't touch anything. We don't have a bartender. We don't have anything like that. You serve your own stuff. So basically, typically, when people come in, they talk. They usually it's like for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. Sometimes before they get their liquid courage to get through their nerves before they go ahead and they start wandering off into the other rooms.
Huh.
Sometimes, you know, members will say, "Steve, can you get the party going?" So I'll just kind of like, "All right, guys, who's going to start playing?" And then you know, sometimes people will just start to scatter. But a lot of times it's all organic, and people start wandering off on their own, and people kind of see what's going on, and then I wouldn't say join in, but they start the party.
Okay.
And
I still would be awkward here.
Right.
I still would be like, Mike, you want to do it or something?
This is Beavis and Butthead.
Right. I feel like middle school, high school age, like you had like makeout parties, you know, like you'd have like.
Really?
Yeah.
I never went to a makeout party.
No, like people would pair off and you'd like make out. That's all you knew how to do. You just.
Hey, Jay, did you ever go to a makeout party?
No, never.
Brian's more
I went to parties, so I'm like, it's all dudes. What's going on?
You guys never went to a party where it was you and like 20 girls, they all wanted to make out with you?
No,
I couldn't afford that.
I missed out on that. I was not an influencer.
Right, right. Yeah, I didn't have that kind of money.
Hey, Kelly, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
Thanks, Kelly.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a new recruit.
Anything I had was totally organic and accidental.
Yeah, I'd be the most awkward person in this.
Proof of good alcohol.
I want to know what her second question was.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Did she have a second question?
She said something about a size or a weight. Like, she almost was saying, do you accept bigger or maybe not conventionally attractive people?
Conventionally attractive people?
Trying to be polite.
It varies.
You sound like an appliance.
Conventionally attractive.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't. Sorry, Kelly. I didn't know you had another question.
Yeah. I still want to know what.
Hold on. Steve Gagne, owner of Wicked Fun Club. It's a swingers club in Plymouth that's been in the news lately.
Yeah.
On the show with us. We had Kelly from Meriden call back, but she couldn't hold.
Oh.
And we didn't ask her what that second question was.
Right.
Kelly, we're ready for you, if you're curious. And we're taking calls for Steve. Al in the shed.
Yeah, I was wondering, could me and AJ join that? We could come back
and
be more.
Two dudes? Yeah, no. I think so. Yeah, but thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely not.
Dear Steve, absolutely not.
Yeah, thanks for lumping me in there, Al.
I thought I'd give it a shot, AJ.
I appreciate it.
All right, hold on, Al. Don't hang up.
Yeah, don't move.
Steve, can you ask Al some of the questions that you would ask a potential member?
Well, there's no direct questions. It's just basically you fill out a profile and then you just basically have to be certified. Then,
what are your interests? What are your turn-ons, Al?
Oh,
I don't know, but I would have to have AJ fill it out for me because I got bad handwriting.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Why me? There's other people here too.
Did you hear Steve? Steve's like that. Oh, you got to work on that voice.
I like big heinies.
Wow.
I spend my night watching him, just keeping my eye on him to make sure he's behaving.
I'd pat him down the way out.
Right.
Too.
He would be a potential problem. Oh. I got to keep an eye on Al.
Wow.
Do you want to go back to my shed?
I brought my own funnel.
All right, thank you, Al. Yeah, Al would show up with the trench coat.
Right in the funnel.
Right.
We have bathrooms here, sir.
We do have a dress code.
Nice.
Oh, really? Oh, what's the dress code at the swing club?
Basically, dress to impress. You know, just don't look like a slob. Don't look like you just walked off the street.
No black t-shirt. You
know, wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, be respectful.
No black t-shirts?
No black t-shirts. Yes, wow. have to have a collar.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Now, what about, like, you know, like the summertime? Like, you know, like, hot. Like, it's like hot and humid out. Folks are going to dress up.
AJ wants to wear flip-flops.
Exactly, basically, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you use your best judgment, but there's air conditioning inside the building, so, you know, you have to worry about being all hot inside. Well, it does get hot inside, but
right, there's a different kind
for different
hot,
reasons.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Joe the barber, don't ruin this.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
I was wondering, I got two questions. Do you have individual rooms with themes? And how is the lighting? Because when you go to a strip club, there's not LED lighting.
It's not a strip club.
It's a, yeah.
Yeah, it's not
well,
a strip
I know
club.
That. What was the... I know the LED lighting. You want kind of mood lighting to make it very pleasurable for people.
Right. Now, what do you mean by theme rooms?
No, there's no theme rooms. I mean, you go to the website and you can see pictures of what the rooms look like. There are like LED lights on the ceiling to give different colors for each room, but you can go to the website and check it out.
There's no Star Wars room.
No.
The Razor Saber. I was hoping for that one.
It's like Chewy anyway.
Yeah, that would be Al.
Yeah, it would be right. I found a Wookiee in there.
Chewy.
Hi, Ruth.
John and Waterbury?
Yeah, I just had a quick question. I'm just wondering for the Swingers Club, what his Eversource bill is like.
Oh, wow.
It's not too bad, actually, considering we're only open 2 days.
Nice.
2 days a week.
Okay.
Good for you guys.
Good.
Nice.
That's a good question, though. Like,
yeah, that was a great question.
Very good.
Yeah,
one.
What do you run for electric?
Bills? Right.
Steve Gagne, owner of Wicked Fun Club, the Swingers Club in Plymouth that's been getting all the headlines on the show.
I do want to talk about, I feel bad for the lady who thought I was trashing religion. I do apologize, but because we are next to a church and I let all my members know, be respectful for the neighborhood and the church, because I'm as respectful as they are respectful to me. And because they cause problems, I'm a little salty about that.
Right.
So that was me unleashing some venom. So I apologize to anybody with any kind of religion.
Yeah, you didn't.
I did not mean to disparage anybody.
That was coming from a different place.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Kelly is back with the other question. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, sorry to disappoint you. My question was actually answered, but I just wanted to say thank you, Steve, for doing what you do. I think everyone should be comfortable with their sexuality and how, you know, having fun. That's it. So
okay,
everyone that wants to knock it, you're lame.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Thanks, you too.
Yeah, don't be lame.
Yeah.
I'm lame.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not down on it. I'm just not into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not lame.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just
judging,
like,
yeah.
I'm over here.
Yeah.
I respect what you do.
Right.
But I'll be over here.
You're having fun with the conversation, too.
I love the conversation. Like,
yeah. People should do what they want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
But if somebody placed you in the middle of the club during all the action, you wouldn't go running away.
No, if
I'm
I
sure
wasn't
you'd stand
married.
There and watch.
If I wasn't married. Like, I'm married.
Yeah.
You know? And if I'm going to do something, she's going to have to be able to do something.
Right.
I don't want that.
Yeah, cool with that.
Yeah.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah.
Like, I'm already batting above my whatever.
Everything's great.
Right. Over my coverage.
Everything's great.
Like, I don't want to, you know, like,
don't ruin it.
Great. Everything was great.
Right.
Until we went.
One damn weekend.
Now
I had to find out.
The hot nurse is giving other dudes sponge baths now. That's what's happening.
Right. Yeah. Like, no, I'm good. I'm good. But yeah, it's not like I'm a prude or whatever.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do it in front of people. I don't want to do it with multiple people.
Right.
Like, I'm a one at a time person. I've never done multiple people.
Right.
You're not multitasking?
I don't want to
I'm not a multitasker when it comes to this. I'm, you know, I just want to focus on what I'm doing.
Right.
You know.
I have a schedule.
I'm not going to be here all day.
I have a schedule.
You know what? Disappoint more than one also. You
that's
know
right. How many people can you disappoint at one time?
Oh, I'd be surprised. I can disappoint a lot. It's kind of my wheelhouse.
All right. We're getting a bunch of calls now, but we're running out of time.
Damn it.
Steve. It's always interesting. I'm always fascinated when you're on, and keep up the fight.
Yeah.
Keep us posted.
Thank you so much.
Don't wait until we hear it in the news and reach out. Keep it, you know, text Ruth and say there's a development.
Yeah.
All right.
Gotcha. I will definitely do that. I appreciate you guys having me on.
No,
all right,
you.
Steve. We're linked up to Wicked Fun Club in Plymouth on WPLR.com.